League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show as we roll you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Right here on ESPN. I am just, look, now I'm getting warnings from people.
Warnings?
Yeah, I'm getting warnings from people that I shouldn't talk about the quote-unquote Jailblazers. I didn't name them that. That's been out there forever. By the way, I worked for the Trailblazers for four years of my life.
They were called the Jailblazers.
And
that was their nickname.
And you're 503 for life, 713 for real. Okay, and no one's taking anything away from you, but you're trying to take it away from me, saying what I can and can't talk about. And then you're telling me I know more about the Blazers than Joe B. Who's Joe B? Someone said I have an alias now. Joe B. Who's Joe B? You don't know me.
What do you hate worse, Joel or Joe B?
I don't hate Joel. That was some of the
But Joel
really
isn't
know.
Your name.
Right, it isn't. Neither one of them are my name. But by the way, Clyde Drexler, Terry Porter, Buck Williams, Jerome Kersey, RIP. That whole team. Then you can talk about Uncle Cliffy, who was a great dude, RIP. You can talk about a lot of the guys from that team that I knew personally and worked with. So, and Rick Adelman and Rick Adelman in both places. It's not a competition. And so I lived the, you can say, well, that story is not true. Okay, I lived the story. So before you know, don't go speaking on me either. Good Lord. All right, so we've got news of the day. Tiger was going 80 plus in a 45. That was the big story. It's the lead story on ESPN. Why, I don't know. Arizona has fired coach Sean Miller. The Masters chairman is against the boycott over the new Georgia law, but the tournament will go on as the Masters gets going tomorrow. It just seems weird that it's going on now. The big stories locally, obviously, Astros get off the road trip. 6-game trip, 5-1. Play the A's tomorrow night. At Minute Maid Park in the home opener. Deshaun Watson, a day after two of the victims came out and put names with their cases. Now Nike has suspended their relationship with Deshaun Watson. Beats by Dr. Dre has halted their relationship with Deshaun Watson. I've been told Reliant has pulled out of their deal or ended their deal with Deshaun Watson. You said Rolex is still out there. HEB is still out there. We shall see, but this is probably not going to be the last time you hear about this aspect of everything until it's all sorted out with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, we're probably going to talk about it a little bit. Sometimes I get tired of it. Sometimes I'm just outright disgusted by it. You know, I know it's the topic to discuss. That's why I played a lot of the audio yesterday, and we'll continue to keep you guys up to date on it. But I just, you know, there's only so much you can say about a very disgusting situation. Honestly, it's just sad. But we haven't mentioned your Rockets, your favorite team in the city, your Houston Rockets.
They play tonight, you know.
Did you see the line?
No, what is it? They play the Mavs.
-11.5 for the Mavs.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it because you know what? I said this the other day when they played Phoenix, the day after they played Phoenix. Phoenix has the best record over the last, I think, 2 months of the NBA season. They're like 23-5. So
put some respect on Chris Paul's name.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good team, though. It's a good team.
I hate everybody that craps on Chris Paul because of his hamstring and the fact that he had to go.
Yeah.
If Chris Paul stayed and you never saw Russell Westbrook in a Rockets uniform, you'd have been much better off. The team would have been better off. And that's on James because James couldn't make it work. And that was the biggest problem.
No,
but the thing is, if they can come within three of Phoenix at home, I'm not going to – I don't like 11
and a half. Well, Porzingis hasn't been as
consistent. He's hurt again.
And he hasn't been that consistent. He really hasn't been shooting that well. I mean, he might have a game where he does. And then
well, he's
won't.
Out. Now it's his wrist.
Yeah. Well, that's even worse because he hasn't been shooting. Hopefully, it's not a shooting risk because that's a bad situation.
And we talked about it. All of a sudden, all the seven-footers think they're face-up three-point shooters, and they get enamored with that, and they don't do what they're supposed to do, which is go put your ass on the block and beat people because you're taller and longer and better down in the post. But they refuse to do it. But the Mavs have been playing good basketball. Luka's on fire.
You know, the good thing about their situation is, with an exception of Porzingis, if they can get Porzingis back to a consistent and healthy level, they don't have to add too much to be a scary team in this league. They can add a role player and maybe another solid starter.
They could go with that. You know, Cuban was trying to free up some money to get one more max player. If they could get a legit wing, they really truly could. They've got the makings of a really good team.
Plus, it's Dallas. It's not like a city that people want to avoid. I think people like Dallas. I think they're, you know, they're attracted to Dallas in the event that they've never been to Texas. I think most people, when they think Texas, they think Dallas first over Houston. I'm just being honest, and I'm a Houstonian. I think that's just, for whatever reason, they just think Dallas first. So it's not like it's a city that's not attractive, unless you're just really, really, like, you really hate humidity and the Texas heat. That could be something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, they have some options. And look, they've got a really, really young player. Luka Doncic alone, whether you like the city or not, if you're a basketball player in the NBA, you might want to play alongside that guy, considering his age.
Oh, my God.
Considering how young he is.
That too, where, and it, this was a, did you really, I'm sure you don't even know that this happened, but there's this whole firestorm. ESPN did this article about the top 25 under 25 in the NBA.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that, no.
And Bobby Marks, the ex-front office guy, is now with ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, the way it was ordered, they had the kid, the Ball brother from Charlotte, they had him ranked above Devin Booker as one of the big snubs, okay? But there was a caveat to it, and I forget which way, but there was some extra that you had to really pay attention to. Stephen A. killed it and went all off on it. Kendrick Perkins was out there just ripping it to shreds because of the fact that Booker was like 9 and Ball was like 4. And then Bobby Marks responded and goes, if you actually read the entire header for how we picked what we picked, it wasn't how good they are now. It was more kind of tailored towards how they could make their team better and what they could do going forward or for their career.
Did he tell him that on the show?
So he told him on Twitter. And then Perk kind of
backed off?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Perk right now, all he's about is about pooping on players right now. That's his little shtick now. He wants to get there. He wants to get on there and have this stupid hot take that he would have never had otherwise when he was in the league. Let's just be real. That's Kendrick Perkins, dude. He always wants to do this hot take. Oh, like, man, when I was in the league, this happened. He has to, because now he's a former NBA.
Look, he starts everything on Twitter. Look.
Everything's,
and then he
so
finishes
combative
everything on Twitter with carry on.
Yeah.
And Bobby Marks hit him back with carry on when he responded.
Did he?
It was fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Marks is not a dude that you want to mess with when it comes down to numbers and stuff. Like, that dude knows NBA contracts. He knows how the NBA contract world works, max players. He gets into in-deep conversations about it with Woj on his podcast. The guy is very smart when it comes down to NBA stuff. So
yeah, no,
you better have your homework done when you're going up against a guy like Bobby Marks. That's for sure. Yeah. He used to work for Yahoo. I used to book him all the time on Yahoo Sports Radio until he became an ESPN guy. So.
Now, who do you believe more? Because I was talking to I was talking to someone that I know, because some of you people think I'm name dropping and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
But I was talking to someone on the way here, and they were telling me about how Luka Doncic was asked the other day about Phoenix and where they are in the standings. And he goes, I don't know where Phoenix is in the standings. And he got killed for it because he just did.
So?
And they were telling me, they were like, he gets tired of talking about it because there's comparisons and where they are in the standings and everything like that. And when you're asked every day, every single day, before shoot around, after shoot around, every time the media is around, you get tired of it. And I was thinking, well, who do you believe more? Luka when he says, I don't know where Phoenix is in the standings? Or Tony Busby when he says, I don't know what Cal McNair looks like, and I don't listen. I don't even follow the Houston Texans.
I believe Luka for sure more. Because look, at least they travel. You get discombobulated. You're traveling to different time zones. You're tired. You're working out. You're doing the Rockets. You know what the Rockets used to do after every game? Not every game, but a lot of games. They would go straight to the gym and hit the weights after the game. Win, loser. They would hit the weights. So like, you're not remembering every little basketball statistic when you're doing these things, particularly when you have the pressure that a star player like
Luka. But they were killing him like he thought that there was a slap in the son's face.
Screw
him. If you're Luka Doncic, you know they can play. You know they got a good team. But the other thing is the standings are so fluid right now with teams moving up and down game by game because it's pretty tight. You don't have to know if they're the best record in the West or the third best record in the West. You just know that when you're playing, it's Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton.
And when's the last time you've been relevant? When's the last time you've been relevant, Phoenix?
This year they are.
Oh, yeah.
Last year was the first year they made the playoffs and God knows how
they
long.
They weren't relevant, though. I mean, even if they made the playoffs, yeah, but they weren't really relevant. You know, the last thing I heard about Phoenix outside the Chris Paul move was the girl with that was servicing all the Suns players in the hotel.
Right on the
podcast. There's not big storylines coming out of Phoenix and the Suns.
Yeah, on the podcast. I remember that.
Yeah, so I mean, so that's the case. People were saying that. But I call BS on Busby when you live across the street from Cal McNair, but you claim you don't know what he looks like. And then you say, I don't follow the Houston Texans. I'm not a fan of the Houston Texans. I don't really think about the Houston Texans.
That's BS.
Well, you went to A&M. You love Johnny Manziel. And when the Texans had a high draft pick and you wanted them to take Johnny Manziel, you bought billboards all over the town you live in so that the team playing there called the Houston Texans would draft Johnny Manziel.
But you don't know what the owners look like. Get out of here.
And, oh, by the way, your fiance is best friends with Cal McNair's niece. Yeah, you're right. You don't know what he looks like.
I'm sorry. I'm allergic to bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's I would think Luka would not know. I wouldn't be shocked if one day Luka did know where the Phoenix Suns stand. Maybe he did Google it one time, but then you play a game or two games and you didn't Google that same statistic in two or three games, things could change, seeds could change. So I tend to believe Luka. I mean, I just don't see big discussions about the Phoenix Suns outside of people in Phoenix.
Can we also get just to wrap that up with the whole Chris Paul thing too? Now that James is gone, too, and you can judge the bodies of work in the Rockets uniform for both, now that you've been able to kind of step back from it, why would you hate Chris Paul? Because the only reason why you had a chance to beat the Warriors and get to a finals was you had Chris Paul. And if that guy doesn't have that hamstring...
Do Rockets fans hate Chris Paul now?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you if you hate Chris Paul.
The Rowdies and everybody, always, it's Chris Paul this and Chris Paul that, and Chris Paul pissed James off.
Does the chat hate Chris Paul? Let me know if you hate Chris Paul.
I don't think so, because Largo and some of the real smart basketball guys out there understood what he was able to do. You won, and I had a conversation with someone inside the Rockets organization about this the other day. You don't win 65 games instead of... regular season franchise record
without Chris Paul.
Without Chris Paul,
no doubt.
You don't take the Warriors as far as you took them with everybody's belief that you would have at least made the finals. Everybody but Charlie Pulillo. if you had Chris Paul with that, and his hamstring doesn't go, and he was more of a factor in that series than James Harden, why would you hate Chris Paul? Looking at it now with both guys gone, I hate the fact that James couldn't get over it. Couldn't mend the fence. Let some time pass in the offseason. Get together and go, you know what, though? We're still really good as a team, and we went farther than we've been because of you and me. Let's keep doing this and run it back.
Maybe they just hate his hamstring, but they don't like Chris Paul himself.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. So I don't know how you guys feel, but that's just something that I definitely wanted to get out there. It's like the Rockets fans and all the Rowdies, and a lot of the Rowdies, they hate Chris Paul, but they still love James Harden. But now their whole beef is James Harden's getting all this love for MVP and what a great player he was, but you crapped on him as a Rocket. James Harden is playing a totally different style of basketball in Brooklyn as a point guard. Then the dribble, 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 step back, crossover.
He couldn't get away with it over there.
Rockets James Harden.
He has to move the ball. He can't get away with that type of play over there in Brooklyn. Not with stars like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and good shooters like Joe Harris. Like this, it doesn't make no sense. Now they got Wallace and Griffin. He doesn't have to do that, even if he wanted to.
See, and Amelie said the same thing. Now his hamstring, on the other hand, I hate his hamstring. I get that. Yeah. That's fair. You can hate his hamstring because without it, I'm not going to say you would have won the finals, but I definitely think you would have been in the finals. Charlie claims that with Andre Iguodala out for the Warriors, too, if they had Iggy, that they would have still won. I don't see that. But I get it. All right. We've got 3 segments to go in the show. So if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest before we get out of here, bring it to us. Otherwise, we've got plenty of other things on the agenda we can get to. But we appreciate you being a part of the program. It's Press Box ESPN.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. P4 by Labyrinth Labs.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick, I want to bring this up. We don't have to talk about it a lot. We don't want anybody upset. But I'm going to see if you can guess who I am right now. Ready?
Yep.
Good morning. I'm not going to say who I am. Today is another day for the 863rd day that I talk about Aaron Rodgers possibly on his way out of Green Bay. He's hosting Jeopardy. Is his time in Green Bay in Jeopardy? We'll talk about it, and we've got the crew to talk about it.
You love you some Mike Green,
just
don't you?
Get up, fake freaking spinoff of Good Morning Football, and you don't have Kay Adams. And here's the other problem, Greeny. And we know we can hear you on your freaking radio show. We know your poll is going to be on Twitter later. But guess what? There's so much going on in sports right now. Your network has the Masters. There's a bunch of stuff going on coming out of college. Basketball, talking about baseball, talking about main stories of the day. How are you leading with this every single day?
I do not know. At first, I thought you were being petty.
No, it's just annoying as hell.
But then I listened to the show the other day. I think it was this morning on the SML, on our little player that we can go back and listen to all our feeds and stuff like that. People don't know what SML player is. But I'm just saying, you can go back and watch the feed. And he mentioned Aaron. I was like, he really is doing
every
this. Joel is not exaggerating.
No, every
day. I thought you were exaggerating the whole time. I'm like, is he just... And then I listen. I'm like, he really is talking. It's not the number one story.
Right.
And maybe later.
The night after the national championship game. The number one story was Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Actually, I think I have some audio that might aggravate you more about your boy Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to play it for you.
He actually was with Pat McAfee, which I got to believe Pat McAfee pays him. But some of the quotes and some of the things. Let me just say this. If Green Bay finds a way to screw this up, and it is true that after this year, they're going to let him go and it's going to be Tom Brady all over again going to another team. As a Packer fan, if you're a Packer fan at all and this doesn't piss you off, I'm going to be so agitated with that organization if they do this. I get the whole Favre thing when they did because he was well beyond what he used to be. With Aaron winning MVP last year and the fact that you're letting them dangle in the wind and you won't commit to him past this next season... Matt LaFleur and Gutekunst, the GM, if you do this, boy, you're going to piss some people off. Huge mistake.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's what your boy Charlie Palillo had to say.
24, 26. And when Aaron Rodgers got his panties all bunched up last year.
Ooh, you want to take that? You want to take that?
Then he won MVP, Charlie. Who's your team?
You want to take that?
He's the Raiders. Okay. End of discussion.
Listen to that again.
24, 26. And when Aaron Rodgers got his panties all bunched up last year.
Ooh. So who do you hate more, Palillo or Greeny?
I don't hate Charlie at all. Greeny just annoys the hell out of me.
He said he talks about Aaron the damn time. And I didn't realize it because I'm not wake up. No offense. I ain't going to wake up that early to listen to your show, player. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. Sorry. But it really is a consistent piece of, it's always a topic of discussion, but that's what he likes to do, I guess. I mean, isn't he out in, what is he? It's Bristol, right? Isn't he doing Bristol, the show from Bristol? Yeah. Or is he one of the special, guys that get to do it from a different studio as opposed to Bristol? Cause I was hearing some things
he does it it's called the Pier 17 Studios right outside New York.
Okay.
But it's close enough, all on the East Coast. It's close enough to Bristol.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just thought he was one of the ones that was trying to negotiate to do a show from a completely different state.
Like Scott Van Pelt finally got.
Maybe it was Scott Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt's doing it from D.C. now. They built an ESPN studio in Washington, D.C. So they do that. And you know what's funny is OG from H-Town can go weeks being a team player and playing around. And then he just wants to get in there and say, Joel is just sour grapes because he realizes Aaron is going to restructure his contract. OG, if you don't know, don't talk. Okay. It's not that Aaron won't restructure. He's ticked off that they won't add years to his contract. He feels like he's earned that. He's also still pissed off, as he should be, that they drafted a quarterback and traded up to do so instead of getting him the help he needs to try and win a Super Bowl. So that's why he's upset. He wants them to add more years. He wants to renegotiate. They were the ones that wouldn't do it. So get it straight. Five other players did restructure.
Okay, so what did you think of his performance at Jeopardy, his guest performance?
So far, so good. Did you see the first day?
I didn't think it was that bad. He did kind of treat it like a like the insurance commercial from the way he was speaking, but he did seem natural when he was speaking.
And I don't know how much coaching he's getting in terms of we do or don't want you to be real straight-laced, or we do or don't want you to be, you know, we want to be less like your press conferences, more like, you know, you're supposed to be a starched professional broadcaster. I don't know if you saw it, but the first day, the guy that was well in the lead in Final Jeopardy didn't
trolled him.
Didn't know the answer to the question. So he basically put, whose decision was it to kick the field goal? And Aaron just started trying to like chuckling under his breath, looking, you know, wouldn't we all like to know? I thought that was awesome. But I mean, when you think about who's going to be the long term, think with the people they've had Katie Couric, they've had Dr. Oz, they've had Aaron Rodgers, they've had Dan Patrick.
They got some big names, man.
Ken Jennings, who's going to be the, he said he could do both and he really truly would like to do both. While you're playing, you can't do both.
No, right. And even if he can somehow make it work, I'm not sure he would be the right pick. And that's not a knock on Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he did a bad job. I think if he had to put the effort in, I think he's smart enough and well spoken enough to MC and drive that show to get it going and complete it. But to be the permanent guy for that gig, you know what I mean? And you got to remember, there's still a post-career for Aaron Rodgers. Does he really want to be known as the Jeopardy guy after his football? Or does he want to do other endeavors? I mean, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong being known as the Jeopardy guy, but there's probably a bunch of other things he wants to put his hands on or get into after his football career is over.
Everybody's got their aspirations, right? You know, some people want to get into coaching. Some people don't. Some people want to be like Tony Romo and get into broadcasting. Some people don't. But you know what? He's going to have options.
Yeah.
He's married to an actor, or he's engaged, going to be married to an actress. He'll have plenty of options. If that's what he wants to do and that's the path he wants to follow, he'll have opportunities. Now, I don't know that anybody sets their sights on being a game show host, but Joey Fatone and Carlton from The Fresh Prince, Alfonso Ribeiro and others have turned that corner and found a way to do that too. But to each his own, man. I mean, you know what? He doesn't have any worries about, you know, we talk about this even with Paul Pierce. You don't have any issues financially. You know,
no,
you're
he's
set
fine.
For a couple lifetimes.
He's fine. His issue is if he ever wants to get back in the industry, will they let him back in as long as he doesn't do any of the videos that he was doing? As long, you know, he doesn't sign with whatever, the porn company or whatever. Or no, not the porn company. Cam Soda, the online streaming company.
Right.
If he stays away from those type of companies, he might have a chance to get back in this and bounce
back. Let me
bring
that up when we get on the flip side. I had a couple Twitter conversations going. I want your opinion on as it regards to that Paul Pierce situation.
Okay.
And we get to that a bunch, in the final half hour of the program. So we still have lots more to get to. So if you guys want to be a part of the program, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line for calls and texts. Otherwise, it's Twitch. It's Twitter. Ayat says, Aaron can smash anything he wants, but he's marrying a five. Well, if she's a five, what's Lily from AT&T? Because I think Lily is bordering it right there or below. But I know that there are people that are going to argue with me on this, like Tyler and AJ. All right, we'll be back with the final half hour of the program. It's Press Box ESPN.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Shout out to the University of Houston and my good friend Pam Kehoe, who got the size right.
So Pam gives you this shirt despite you wearing the wrong red for 90% of the college basketball season, and then all of a sudden you get the
wrong red. Where's their wrong
Wisconsin red?
Red
is the wrong
it's
red.
It's the same damn red.
No, it's not.
It's the same red.
It's different. You can tell.
No, it's not.
Houstonians can tell.
No, they cannot. And no, I wore the
shout
red.
Out to Pam for hooking it up. Is that who really
Pam.
Gave us
yes,
the t-shirt?
Pam, because okay. Pam actually sent me a text and a couple of messages yesterday and wanted Lisa's size too. And Lisa likes to sleep in these big t-shirts, so she asked for an extra large as well.
Well, if you're listening, Pam, I would encourage you to stop giving University of Houston t-shirts to the transplant. To transplants.
To Charlie Puello.
And give it to locals like myself and myself.
Why do you need more than one? You got one.
Well, clearly they have the budget for 10 or 15. Why does the transplant need one? Just give the local two.
Yeah. What's a transplant?
Transplant, whatever. But my point is, why do you need one? I'm the Houstonian.
Time out. if you read the note, because you got hooked on phonics and you can put sentences together and understand them.
You got what I meant.
It was a thanks for talking about the University of Houston. From Pam.
And who led that discussion? Me. Who initiated the Cougs every time? Me.
Charlie.
Probably, actually. Probably was Charlie.
I guess, yeah. So there you have that. Shout out to Pammy. We appreciate you.
No, they're really nice shirts. Yep. They are,
and
really,
they're
really
Nike shirt. This version is a Nike shirt. Very cool.
Yeah.
From the Final Four. Okay, so on this Paul Pierce thing, I got into it with someone, a couple people on Twitter.
Okay.
But one guy was very passionate about the fact that the whole Paul Pierce thing, it's like people reminding people he made a boatload of money playing in the NBA. That's fine. But it was just, it's a parlay off of what we were just talking about with whether you're Tony Romo or Peyton Manning, or you want to get into coaching or broadcasting or whatever. Paul Pierce, obviously, it's not about what he's done as a player and how much money he's made. Paul Pierce obviously had a desire to do something with the rest of his career and his life, so therefore he got into broadcasting.
Sure.
My whole point in what we talked about yesterday and then what I tweeted out was, if you had just not live streamed your stripper experience, you'd still have a job with ESPN.
I appreciate you live streaming your stripper experience, but yeah, it's probably the reason why you lost your gig.
The fact that you followed that up by, one, posting a video, I guess, subsequently after finding out that you got let go, just laughing. Then you followed that up. If you didn't see it, I retweeted it of him smoking something, and I don't care what it was.
He hit it, though.
He did it with the intention of making people believe that he was hitting something and blowing a whole bunch of smoke, yep, as if, again, he didn't care.
It probably would.
And so my point was, what we talked about yesterday, there's not a whole lot of employers in broadcasting that are going to go out and say, I want you to work for me now because of that.
And there's probably people around him that are saying that. There's former players that are broadcasters that are probably saying that. There's probably former players that are that just like to party just as much, if not more, than Paul Pierce, but they're on an NBA analyst broadcast and they know better not to do something like that. Look, I have been on record saying I don't think you should get fired for something like that. But at the same time, I can understand why a company like ESPN has cut its ties, just because that's kind of been their MO.
Being backed by Disney is a big factor as well.
Yeah, and he is getting paid well. So,
but my whole thing was, if you wanted to make broadcasting your career still going forward, whether you still were employed at ESPN or not, right? If you wanted to make that your second career, you still could have, had you not, one, just live streamed what you did. But following it up, you could have been apologetic. You could have said, I used, you know, bad judgment. You could have done whatever. And I think that with a little time passed, someone would jump on the opportunity to possibly employ you. The Celtics have been looking and experimenting since Tommy Heinsohn passed away with color analysts for their television broadcast.
He could have took that
job.
That
could have possibly been a gig to go to, too. But because you flippantly did what you did after being let go.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a good look.
Do you think it's possible that whether he reacted that way after the fact or not, he still probably needs a year or two? Like, there would be a certain amount of time that he would have to stay out of the industry anyway before he get another opportunity? Because let's say it takes him 3 or 4 years to get back and get a broadcast. Let's just say. Is it because he, after the fact, was smiling about the fact that he lost his gig? Or is it more about the fact that, well, we still remember what you did on on your Instagram channel, and so we want to stay away from that? I don't think it's going to add more time. Now, whether or not it completely prevents him, that remains to be seen. But we also have to know whether or not he even wants to get back in the broadcast game to begin with. We don't even know that about Paul Pierce.
Yeah, and again, he doesn't have to. He's got enough money. But you know what? He was doing, I mean, whether we thought he was good or not, or he was putting a lot of work into it or not, and what he was...
He probably didn't have to.
But if he was making 1.75 or whatever the rumor was that he was making while at ESPN...
That was the rumor? Because I was saying like 250K, remember?
No, someone put... That was 250K was what he was going to make
From the website, Cam Soda?
Cam Soda.
No, but we were guessing about how much...
I saw tweets that said he was making over $1 million.
That makes more sense because he's a Hall of Famer. I don't see how you can get away with just paying him six figures.
And you got to factor in sponsor dollars. So if it's an NBA program and the NBA has this amount of sponsorship,
that makes sense,
then the talent's going to get paid accordingly.
I didn't think he was getting a massive, massive paycheck in terms of a massive, like, seven figure, like, well above $1 million. But I did think it was going to be at least seven figures. Just because he's a Hall of Famer, he got the championship for Boston. Boston is a, you know, it's a big, 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 basketball team with a massive amount of history. I can see that, but six figures just seems too low for any former NBAer. I don't think
they would think command on that anything. Platform, that probably seems to be more reasonable, but that's what I'm saying. So regardless of what you made in your career playing, the fact that you were doing nicely post-career by working in broadcasting, making that kind of coin, you probably shouldn't have treated it so flippantly, because for every ESPN, there's an ABC. I mean, there's an NBC. There's a Fox. There's a Fox Sports. There's all these different sports networks. There's even the Celtics.
And don't think that one of these desperate platforms, or if they're in a desperate situation, that they won't overlook that situation and hit up the phone and call Paul Pierce. I would not be surprised.
I think it's going to take some time now.
It could be. Yeah, that could very well happen. But I would not be surprised, because he is Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's still a former NBA.
Everybody's betting Barstool will hire Paul Pierce.
That would
be fitting.
Speaking of Barstool.
Yes.
Did you see the David Portnoy situation?
That dude is living quite a life.
So they essentially re-released the sex tape of his, which was already out.
Portnoy has a sex tape.
Three.
Three sex tapes.
The intern showed me the other one the other day. I'm not going to reveal his or her name who showed me the video, but yeah, they did. And it was consensual. He made it clear. But boy, he likes it. He likes it. They like it rough. There was tools being used. And yeah, I mean, and the best thing about that situation is how he reacted. He's like, I'm not going to apologize. I have had like three sex tapes out. You know this. And it affected a stock market. It affected the stock. I think it's called PIN. And it made the stock go down because it was republished. It wasn't something that was new. It was an old sex tape that got republished, and it impacted the stock market. Isn't that crazy? And he went to town on that girl. I'm just going to say that.
Well,
it's graphic.
It's one thing to think this guy was known for originally his pizza reviews. Then he was known for he got into it with McAfee. He got into it with Rappaport. Those were big publicized.
He made fun of him about the thing too. Yeah.
Then because they had one of those T-shirts was Rappaport.
Yeah.
Then they did the Roger Goodell T-shirt with the clown nose.
Yep.
And then he was the winning bid to get Goodell to come to your house for the draft.
But then
when they found out it was him, so he got more publicity out of that. But now you're telling me the dude has three sex tapes?
Yeah, he's had it. They've been out. And I'm trying to find the tweet that he had. There was a video that he did that in response to it, but there was another tweet where he lists four things that he did. He's basically telling everybody to go bleep themselves. It was sex between two consensual people, and I did nothing wrong, is basically what he was trying to say. But I'm trying to find the tweet in particular where he's like, look, I help small business. I do that. I do this. And guess what? I also have sex. You know what I mean? Like,
what tells you, Nick, in the back of your mind, if you're Dave Portnoy and you have everything going for you like you do, what tells you the time's now? I got to do a sex taper and I got to put it out there.
He didn't. Someone resurfaced it. It's been out. It's been out for a long,
okay,
long
well then,
time.
As a single guy, I ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your desire to tape yourself having sex?
And in the particular video that I saw, he was behind and she was holding the camera like in a selfie way.
But again, you're Dave Portnoy.
So
why,
like,
do you allow that? When you know whether you like it or not, you're somewhat of a
maybe,
public figure.
Maybe he knows
and
it's consensual.
A celebrity.
And he knew it was going to pop. Maybe he knew it was going to be published.
But why do you want it out there unless you're like hung like a tripod?
That's Barstool Sports type of content, though. I'm not saying he published that for Barstool. I'm saying no one would be surprised outside the aggressive nature of the video, I guess, for lack of a better term. I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's what they talk about. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Like, that's what they do. I mean, that's...
Remember the one woman that works there almost worked here. She went to A&M.
She was at the Super Bowl, too.
And she was at Radio Row.
It's like, super nice lady.
Yes. She interviewed to be on the Salisbury TV
correct.
Show.
Yeah, correct.
And she went to A&M. And then right after that, she got hired by Barstool.
Yep.
And she's still there.
I think
there.
She's even a cancer survivor, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's absolutely right.
Yeah. I forgot her name. Pretty gal.
Yeah.
Joined us on
Blonde.
Super Bowl. Blonde, yes. God, it's killing me now. I don't remember her name. But yeah, I mean, she ended up working there. We were all...
Yeah, we can Google it. But yeah, absolutely. But look, and Barstool, obviously Barstool is very, very popular. But look, if you're looking at Paul Pierce and saying, well, there's the answer. You go from ABC and ESPN to Barstool. That's a massive step down. And it has to be financially as well.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. I'm just trying to find the name. But I'm Casey Smith. There it goes.
Casey. There Boom. You go.
There you go. I was trying to find her name. It was driving me crazy. Super nice girl, and she was, but yeah, and look, I mean, I don't think he cared. Honestly, I think Portnoy is a lot, he's smart. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he knew there was a possibility when that video was recording that it could be public, and I don't think he cared. I genuinely don't think he cared. I mean, this guy, when he does his pizza reviews.
Yeah.
He helps people.
Oh my God. Yes. But he also hurts people if he bashes them. But people does, look forward just, to it because then when the they go to does, a certain city that he's been in, they go to where he said the pizza was good.
I mean, he does like a point system and he never gives you like an even number. Like it's a scale of 1 to 10, but it'll never be a 7 or an 8 or a 9. It'll be like a 6.3 or a 6.8. And these 6s and 7s that they're giving out, they're considered good scores like because they have such a high standard. So even if a pizza company got like a 7.1, they're not necessarily mad that Portnoy did a review and gave him a 7.1.
All publicity is good.
So he doesn't really hurt him. Right. I mean, he literally did a freaking review on a Hot Pocket because at one point he had never had a Hot Pocket. I like his videos. I like what he does. I like Barstool.
He's edgy. That's for sure.
I like him as a personality more than I like Barstool. I'm not living on Barstool Sports, right. But I like him as a personality. Right. I think he's funny.
All right, so that's we got one segment to go on the show, but there's a little bit of extra that's not just all sportsy for you because we were pretty sports centric in the first couple of hours. So you guys, we got one segment to go, and then we're going to turn over to the Blitz. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about Infuse Energy for quite a while. I've been with them for over 4 years, and I continue to re-up with them. And the main reason I do is because they care about their customers. They take care of Houstonians. And they do it in such a way. Josh Pestikoff and his staff, they're focused. And when you call, you're not going to get an automated system. You actually get a human being on the phone. And they're going to ask you questions. And if you answer honestly, they're going to get you the best rates and the best deals they possibly can because they want you to be happy. They got the best ratings in the business, 5 out of 5 stars from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. And they really are dead set on being honest 100% of the time. So much so, they're going to tell you if there's other companies out there that can beat their rates and prices. And most times they can't because, quite honestly, they know what they're doing and they do it well. Right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get a $25 bill credit off your first bill. And then you let the process go from there. Answer the questions. Give them the details. They'll figure out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and then pinpoint the best rate and deal they got. InfuseEnergy.com, but better yet, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show for today. Tomorrow, we are at Cidercade, right down by Minute Maid and BBVA, as we get you ready for the home opener. That should be a good time. From 1 to 7, it'll be us and the Blitz down there. I guess it's unlimited play on all their video games, and you can have a good time hanging out with us.
I'm looking forward to this.
It should be fun.
You don't really see those type of spots around all the time. You do.
No, the one on Washington, is it Kung Fu that has all the video games?
The older ones. Yeah, they do, and it's free, and it's around the bar. But I don't remember if it's still there. And no offense, but not all of them were that functional, to be honest with
really?
You. I appreciated NBA Jam back in the day. They had that, but not all the buttons
He's
were functional.
Heating up. He's on fire.
That was the game. NBA Jam. Mm-hmm. Tournament edition. TE, baby. And then when you went with Street Fighter 2, you always went with the Turbo Edition. And what was the cheat code for that? Up, down, left, right, select, start?
Sure.
Then you go from 4 stars to like 16.
Okay.
You probably weren't a big Street Fighter guy.
Nope. No, I wasn't.
It's all good.
One of our pals, Josh Innisfan 713, says ESPN will probably get Perkins to replace Paul Pierce. Perkins already is employed by ESPN. Now, if you're saying, will they put him on the studio?
Who said that, Josh?
It's a Josh Innisfan 713. I mean, look, Perk's employed. They really do like Kendrick Perkins. They keep pushing him to do more. So I don't know what they're going to do exactly. By the way, what happened to Jay Will? Jason Williams was on all the time, and he was on in the mornings, and he's still doing the radio show, but he still was on TV all the
time.
And
I think there was some mention of that, though. There was a reasoning behind it. I don't know if it was a situation like Reggie Miller where it was like, for personal reasons, I'm not going to do this, but it was...
Now, he's still doing the radio, right, with Keyshawn and
To my Zubin? Understanding, again, I don't... I mean, I think so.
Because his wheelhouse, college and pro basketball, the tournament would have been... Him and Billis, and then Seth Greenberg.
College was shocking.
And I saw no Jay Will.
I don't know if there's a situation that we don't know, or I don't know. I don't know if there's something about that situation that we don't know about. He always carries himself in the most professional regard, so I don't know if it's a decision that he made or a decision that the higher-ups at ESPN made. I really don't know. I do know he's good for college basketball.
Yes.
Analysis. I don't see why you would not have him.
That's why I'd like to know if there's something else that we're missing. Because of the fact that he was so prevalent as one of their main experts and analysts on basketball. He's got ins with Kevin Durant. He's a season ticket holder for the Nets.
I also like the way he handles...
He knows his college.
He handles, what's his name, on the morning show?
I'm saying, who, Keyshawn?
Yeah.
Someone's got to.
Because the way he responds to Keyshawn, I think he does a really good job. Because Keyshawn won't let up. Keyshawn will get on your ass. And, you know, he'll let you know. Like, he'll let you know. So I feel like he handles Keyshawn pretty well.
I agree. Well, and like I said, someone's got to. Because Zubin's not going to be that guy. And Keyshawn's so far outspoken. Like, Keyshawn hates the Astros. He hates the Astros because he's a Dodgers fan and he had tickets for Game 7 when they lost. So he completely craps on the Astros all the time, and it annoys the hell out of me.
Well, there's this one guy I saw, and apparently he's like some writer for some baseball market. I couldn't remember which one, and it was like, and then the tweet read, this is a headline, or no, it said, this is why so-and-so does not want to hear any media member defend the Astros. And my response to that, and I haven't read the story, so I just saw the tweet. My response would be, Why is there still an attack on the Astros? Why is there still need to be a defense in place for the Astros? It's been how many years? It's been how much time, how many months since this discussion has been had? Like, why is there a situation where you don't want to hear media members defend the Astros? The scandal thing should have been moved on from. That shouldn't be the storyline anymore. And this is not even coming from a guy who's like really bitter. Like, you can come yell at me, oh, the Astros are cheaters, suck it. It's not going to ruin my night, I promise you. I'm going to go home and I'm going to drink and I'm going to sleep fine and I'm going to do whatever it is I do every day anyway. It's not going to bother me. But the notion that we still have to talk about this like it's some massive storyline drives me crazy.
No, and I hear you.
Like, and I don't even want to defend the Astros. It's not that. I don't even want to talk about it like that. You know what I mean?
Well, and like I said, from the very get-go when we opened the show, as long as they keep winning, it's the best way to absolutely stifle
100%.
Everybody. Just 100%. Keep doing what you're doing and keep reminding people the amount of guys that were on that team in 17 that are still on the team now are minimal at best, like a handful of guys. And other than that, you know what? If they were losing, then you had plenty of ammo to jump on them and say, well, because you needed to cheat to win. But you know what? You can't say that because now after multiple trips to the League Championship Series and or the World Series, and the way that they stepped up and played last year after a so-so regular season to go as far as they did, and the fact that they started out this season 5-1, if they just keep doing it, and it's going to be impossible to do it at this clip, but if they do it at a very reasonable pace to keep a winning record, it's going to be harder and harder for fans in opposing cities to find ammo to bitch at them for.
And I think it starts with Correa. Correa, it's really important for him to do well, because if he can do well, I feel like that positive vibe, even though he didn't get the contract that he wants, will definitely, because he kind of was that vocal leader last year in the postseason. So if he really does well and everybody starts to hit and Michael Brantley gets back in there and goes back to doing what he's been doing.
Someone said Jay Will's expecting a kid any day now.
Well, that kind of, yeah. That.
But still, you're not expecting a kid for the last 3 weeks during March Madness when he would be right there front and center with Jay Billis. That doesn't make sense to me. Also, by the way, and I guess we can talk about this more tomorrow, the fact that Brian McTaggart sent out a picture that area across from Minute Maid that was Home Plate Bar and Grill and the bus and all those great spots to go hit up pregame and postgame to drink and hang out, they were flattened. It's just a park. It's like just a lot now.
Why? They just go out of business or they're making...
I don't know if someone bought it and they have grandiose plans of putting something in there or not, but...
You're talking about right in front of Minute Maid?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I think they're putting apartments.
No, because it's just that one block. Right there on the where the player's lot is?
Yeah, because it was fenced in even going back to last year, I think. This project is... So I don't know if it's apartments, though.
But it might be. Since they flattened everything. They flattened the bus. They flattened Home Plate. They moved that house that was across the street and back a little bit, that like landmark house.
So they just moved it?
They moved it to a parking lot down the street until they find a permanent home for it.
Why is it like such a massive...
It's just a landmark for some reason, but unless they're going to like spruce it up or like try and, you know, really take care of it, they just moved it to a parking lot and said, yeah, this is a good spot until we can find a park for it somewhere.
We're moving. Really? Which house? Where y'all going to? No, we're taking our house with us. We're moving, but the house is moving too.
Okay, here's your homework, guys, because someone said Zubin's the one expecting the kid. All right. Someone somewhere by tomorrow's show, find out what the hell happened to Jay Will. Please. That's all we need to know.
We should just book him again. Didn't we have him on the air?
No, remember Zubes got mad.
No.
We had Jay Will, yes.
Well,
Zubes got mad.
Zubes got mad because I was like, because Zubin calls in. I'm like, what's up, Jay? How you doing? You ready for this interview? He's like, nah, man, you got the wrong one. I'm like, I was told it was Jay, okay?
Zoops didn't like that too much.
He didn't get mad at me.
He just did. He just refused to do the interview.
Okay, if we had to choose the two.
I mean, easily.
We've been pooping. We're pooping on ESPN a lot today, by the way. But I want to talk to Jay Williams, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, and he was great with us.
I mean,
Charlie tried to kiss his ass. That doesn't work. We had a good conversation. It was fun because he could have been a rocket. He reminisced with me, and it was a great interview because Charlie couldn't.
He hated Charlie, but he loved Joel, and yeah, it was great.
Fantastic. It was great. He wanted in an interview. Who would want anything more? All right. So again, recapping the day's events. Deshaun now is losing sponsors as Nike is suspending their deal. Beats by Dr. Dre out. Lamont says the HEB deal expired just like Reliant. Don't think they'll be renewed, obviously. So those are out there. Tiger was doing 84 in a 45. That's the reason why he crashed. I don't know why that. Nick and I both had a problem with it being front page news on ESPN as a major story, but that's that. The jet showed up 5 minutes before the end of the show, so thanks for now no longer being known as a loyal. We don't like you anymore. We're going to be at Cidercade tomorrow, right down by Minute Maid for opening day. So we're going to have a good time. You guys should stop down and see us. We can't wait to interact with the peeps. Dre and Clarence and all the and Pink Valkyrie are all going to hang with us. It'll be great to see those
people. Can't wait.
Yeah. So as Bart Scott would say, can't wait. If you can't wait, the Blitz is coming up next. They're going to be with us tomorrow at Cidercade. They're going to be up next until 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Have a great night. It's ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.